Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
To the Wise Men Say preview show. I'm back this week to preview Sunderland's game on Saturday against West Bromwich Albion at the Hawthorns, and I'm joined by Richard Easterbrook. Hello, Richard. How are we?
Yeah, good. Really good. A day off today, so it's been fun.
All right, yeah, nice. Yeah,
day off tomorrow as well.
I'm at home tomorrow, but I'm at work. I'm going swimming soon, which is like a big bath. Just explaining what swimming is, if no one's been before.
Do you do any swimming, or do you just like kind of float with intent?
No, I do loads.
That's what I do whenever
no
I
go point
swimming.
Going, although I go on a Friday morning also at 7 a.m, right? And there's like loads of old people there who don't actually swim, and they just sort of go and stand at the bit of the pool at like 7 o'clock in the morning and just have a conversation. But like, why... Why would you choose to go and have a conversation and get like wet? What at 7 a.m.? Why wouldn't
they, they don't though, because the hair stays like above the surface.
Yeah, it doesn't move.
Never goes under.
Yeah, but why would dunk one of them? Like, why would? Maybe they think there's ducks there or something.
Yeah, it's a bit socialising, isn't it?
Whenever, yeah, but they could go somewhere else. They don't have to go there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Good point.
You wouldn't get wet, you know.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Having a kid means like I'd go in a supervisory role, but I'd be in there. And then like every time I've gone now, I'd still do like shark attacks and stuff, because you do like and have a bit of a splash around. I've been going by myself for the last 5 years, so it's like, it doesn't go down very well when I'm doing a shark attack on it on a 75-year-old man.
Can you get out of the pool, please? I actually, we should probably talk about football before people turn off. But we just quickly on Tuesday night, we drew against Leeds United 0-0. What did you make of that?
I think the reaction show on Tuesday night is like a perfect example of, and Mick said it during the pod itself, like of the disconnect between like watching it at home and being there in person, because you could hear the fans, but there was no kind of feeling that this is like a great point. And it was like watching it from home, it felt a bit rubbish, really. And yet, it's a positive that we've taken 4 points off Leeds this season.
But I found it a bit demeaning.
It's kind of just like, this is where our standard is now. This is where our expectations have been kind of set. And I think we're now the club that comes to the, like in League One, that comes to the stadium. And like, that's fist pumping to the director's box when we get a 1-1 draw. It's like...
Look, we defended really well. And we obviously we had more shots on target than Leeds. Yeah. But like, when we went to Burnley this time last season and got a point there. And it felt like a really good point because we had, like, there was a chance of the playoffs. And that on Tuesday, it's a good point going. There's not many teams have gone to Leeds and got a point at Ellen Road this season. But it felt a bit like we were like a League Two team playing in the Cup. we were sort of cheering everything. And like at the end, when it was like, I don't know, it just felt a little bit, I don't want us to like, think that this is the best day ever because we've drawn at Leeds. And it was, don't get me wrong, it's very funny because Leeds is, it's always funny to see Leeds then.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There was just something about it that doesn't quite, like, I hope this isn't the benchmark now. I'd like to think that next season we try and beat them,
Yeah.
or like
Like, you know,
would be happy going with backs to the wall, like.
we've been to Leeds in Championship winning seasons and won there. I remember the season 2000 was it 2006-07 season when yeah, it was that season.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
we won
when
3-0.
it was that season. Yeah, because Kavanagh
Kavanagh
scored, didn't he?
scored, and
Yeah,
yeah.
Elliot
We've been
scored
above
that
Leeds
goal.
for like a considerable part of the last 2 decades. Football pyramid. I don't know. It was good. It's not like a criticism as such of the performance. I thought like we defended well. We had chances to nick it. I mean, the on another day. Dan Ballard gets sent off in the first half, and
Yeah.
well, I mean, the second handball, I'm not even gonna, because
No, I think at that point you've got both central defenders on a, well, not both because we're playing with a back three, but you've got two central defenders on a yellow card. One of those central defenders got his 12th yellow card of the season,
Yeah, they've
and I
got
think,
23 between them.
and
It's
we've lost
mental that.
both O'Nien and Ballard. We've lost for. You know, for four games combined because of their suspensions.
Yeah, well, five really, because
Yeah, because they're sending off.
six, sorry, because, well, no, 6 games, isn't it? Because they got suspended for five bookings and then two more for
Yeah.
like,
They can kind of ill afford that kind of bad discipline.
it's unusual for,
Maybe because Ballard's learning, he's still young,
yeah,
but 09's nearly 29.
I think, yeah, I think it's in part. Like a way part due to the way we play, maybe like we're quite open, and it's unusual for one defender, one centre half to get, 10 yellows, but for them both to have it is pretty. It's a bit of something that needs addressing, really. You can't just be
Yeah.
getting routinely yellow carded every week as a centre half. Not like in the first half, like the Ballard seems to like doing. But yeah, it was a good point in isolation, I think, but like it's one win in 10 or something. It's not
Yeah, it's
great, is
I think
it really?
6 points from the possible 33 since Beale was sacked.
That's whichever way you look at it, that's relegation form. And I think, we're not going to get relegated, obviously, but
No.
it's sorting, and it's a massive, we don't need to talk about it now, but it's just a huge, huge summer. It's a huge period, really. I think the club could be using this period better than they are. I think whether they want someone to come in who's in the job at the end of the season, that's fine. But if you're just going to appoint Heckenbottom, just get him in now and give him something to work with. Like,
Yeah.
it's not my choice, but if the person they want doesn't have a job, appoint, just get him in charge.
I mean, there's two ways you can look at it. It could be it's a bad thing that this is the first season, the first true season for 30 years where we've had absolutely zilch to play for
Yeah, it's mad. It's really
going into
unusual.
the final like 6 weeks of the season. That like
Yeah.
absolutely zero in the Premier League we've finished like 12th and we've finished 10th before and it's been we can't get into Europe and we can't be relegated, but there's about £1.5 million in prize money for each
Yeah.
for each position you finish up the league. So
Yeah.
there's no like dead rubbers because it's worth quite a lot of money at the football club to finish higher.
Yeah.
But in the Championship is now,
I know.
our season is dead now. We can't get relegated barring a miraculous set of circumstances. We certainly can't get promoted
No,
now,
it's real.
unless there's like. There's some huge kind of financial fair play, like book, like what they call it, administrative issues around the corner that everyone's like, we're just going to finish top by default. That could be good, but
Oh, yeah.
it was 1994 the last time we finished without anything to play for, and it was 12th, and it was we
Yeah.
were 6 points off the playoffs then. So
Yeah.
even then, it
I
wasn't
mean,
a dead end to the season because we're still 6 points in it.
there's
It's
a,
But
Okay.
the other way you can look at it is, we now know what division we're going to be in,
Yeah.
whereas last year we weren't entirely sure what division we were going to be in, and that might have affected recruitment. It probably didn't, because we did a lot of our business early. But if you're looking at kind of like identifying players to come in, we definitely know we're going to be in the championship next season. So that might mean we're more clued up going into the recruitment phase. I'm maybe giving them too much credit, but like
No.
you say, it's an opportunity for them to bring in a manager now and get kind of that work that you need to do in May, June, and July done quite early.
Pre-season before the pre-season, really. I mean, I know they'll go away
Yeah.
for a few weeks, but like,
We know that from last season's experience. Pre-season's an absolute waste of fucking time.
well, yeah, like the, I wouldn't think that. You'd think that the bulk of the squad is going to be here. Obviously, we're going to lose a few. They're going to, actively try and get rid of a few and bring a few in. But like, you're going to have the majority of the players you would think would still be here next season. So the manager can come in and get another group as a group before they go away. If they're going to get someone who's in a job that's, at the end of the season, then fair enough. But if I just don't see the logic, if it's going to be Heckenbottom, to just wait
Yeah.
until it's, I don't get that, but that's probably, there'll be a reason, I'm sure. And Speakman will come out and explain it in many more years, many more words than I wish to use. But that's enough about Leeds and that, I think. We'll play West Brom on Saturday, but like, it doesn't matter, really, does it? Like, it's
No.
pointless, isn't it? Good night.
Everything is pointless. We said
Yeah,
this last
everything is
season, so
largely
it's finally coming true.
pointless. I mean, the games are, effectively pointless for us. And the only thing it is some games for the younger lads, Rig, etc. Well, they're all young lads. And obviously, you don't want to go into the end of the season winning one in like 15 games, which we are pretty close to doing. So it'll be a full away end. So they need to try and book their ideas up a little bit. Although we are two games unbeaten and two clean sheets in a row. So
Yeah.
that, isn't it? Although we did concede five on Easter Monday. But
Yeah,
against the
just
Blackburn side,
ignore
they just
that.
got beat 5-0 last night off Bristol City. So team wise, I think on Saturday, do you think he'll mix it up again? Do you think Pembele's did he did quite well?
Did well, yeah. Yeah, as the club said, he hit the ground running.
Yes, when
Signed
did
in
we sign him? Yes.
August. Yeah. So, I mean, hitting the ground very slowly, but running very slowly, and he's still not yet played a full 90. We've got 68 minutes out of him, which I think is the
It
longest we've got out of him. We
will
must have
be,
been,
yeah.
because he's a
Well, yeah, he
start.
hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
He wasn't that
yeah, that's.
yet. It was quite
You would
funny
be,
how
wouldn't
knackered
you?
he was after like an hour. Like,
Leaning against the cornerback.
it was so.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
He's exhausted. But he did quite well. He's obviously got
Yeah, he
some
did.
quality in him. He did
Well, we've
okay.
got. I think we have missed that. I mean, Hume is good at getting forward. I think
Yeah.
I still think Hume's best position is probably inside. But that said, there was some dicey moments on Tuesday with him. I know
He does
we've seen
wander, and
plenty.
that's the problem.
Yeah, we've seen against better opposition that, like, positionally he's not great. As you say, he's gone wandering, and obviously when you're out of position, you've got to recover, and when you recover, you've got to kind of do some last minute stuff. And
Well, he loves
that's
his
one
bad
thing.
battle.
He does. And it looks a lot of the time like watching him and watching 09 is like watching a game of like FIFA, where they accidentally hit the slide tackle button and they just go flying, like you're nowhere near the ball, and you're gonna come a cropper doing that. Like there was a moment where I was watching on the commentary, and Clark had broken into the box, and co-commentator. It was a co-commentator. What's his face? Hinchliffe. It was a Don Goodman. And he was saying like none of the Leeds defenders want to touch him because they know if he goes down it's a penalty. And like the other end, you'll see Leeds on the attack, and Luke O'Neill's got absolutely no problem with throwing himself to the ground. And you think maybe that's the difference. Like but yeah, it's I think yeah, Hume, it's given Dodd something to think about, having a fit Pembele to choose
It's a
from.
shame
Maybe
it's
that
called
could push.
now.
I know. And that could maybe push Hume across to left back because he's done all right there. And that solves the problem of going with either Dan like Leo Hield or Callum Stiles, who's should be probably further up the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, I feel a bit for Styles. I don't think he's very good, but I do feel a little bit for him. He kind of come in and just been. You can play here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
Hjell is just crap. There's no getting around that. He's just appalling. He looks
Yeah.
nowhere like up to scratch. Styles, I think, isn't as bad as that. I just think he's a League One player on loan.
Yeah, I mean that's what he is, but I'd like to think there's a player in there. You just
I think I don't
we've
know.
just
I
not
think,
had.
yeah.
We're just not giving them the opportunities, or he's not taking those opportunities, so we don't really know.
They'll probably sign him, I would have thought. It's difficult to assess too much, but like, they've probably agreed to sign him anyway. But I don't know. I know nothing anyway, so. I don't think anyone knows what their plans are, even them to some extent. But whatever he does at the bar, I mean, Riggs played a lot recently. Does he come out, do you think? I know it's. I think, ability wise, he gets in the team, but he can be flaky because he's, 16, like, he's a
Yeah,
kid.
you got to manage him as well, don't you? Like
Yeah, he got, like, we've seen
that'll
it
be the
before,
third
like.
90
And I
of
know
the.
that the games probably aren't played with the pressure or the intensity or whatever because we don't have anything to play for, but it's still a lot of football for him when he's not really featured much this season until the last few weeks. So I wouldn't be surprised if
Yeah.
he come out for someone, maybe Dak.
Yeah, Dak. I mean, Bar's not really been part of the conversation.
Hasn't
So,
even no,
and
maybe him.
you've got Roberts, who could
Yeah.
start in that role. We could have Clark and Roberts starting again. With West Brom, you don't know what to expect because
No.
they do play with a lot of intensity, but at the same time, they're pretty much a shoo-in for playoffs now. There's a
Yep.
decent gap between them and
Yeah, it's like
seventh.
8 points or something.
Yeah. And you think, yeah, of course you want to finish high up as possible to get a good draw in the playoffs, but at the same time you want to kind of there will be something at the back of their mind going like, well, we need to keep the
Well,
players fit. It's the time, the clock's running out.
they're probably not gonna finish fourth because Southampton will finish fourth. So you'd imagine they're gonna finish fifth, West Brom.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a decent gap between them.
We could be having like some, you know, we could just, if we played with some freedom, it would be quite nice, I think. Not saying like, you know, go fucking all out attack or whatever, but if, you know, if we lose the game, it doesn't really make much difference. And it'd be nice to try and win it, I think. We've like, show what, you know, in flashes they are capable of, and they are capable of winning these games, and they've showed that they are.
Yeah.
So it'd be.
We have played well against the teams that are higher up the league.
Yeah, well, Leeds haven't beaten us, you know, and I think we played really well twice against Leicester. We're quite unlucky to not get anything from them. Obviously, we hammered Southampton. And we lost twice to Ipswich, and we probably didn't play well in either game there, really. But then we've lost twice to Huddersfield. Huddersfield have won 8 games in the league, and they've beaten us twice. Like, a quarter of their league wins have come against us. It's mad. That's infuriating, to be honest. Like, we've drawn at Rotherham and like lost to Swansea at home and haven't beaten Bristol City. And this is why we are where we are. So it'd be nice to just try and go there and win, to be honest. It'd be good for Dodds, I think. You can't be having the best time because we just keep getting walloped every week.
Yeah.
But if you do get a win and then you beat Millwall, then all of a sudden you're starting to end the season on a bit of more of a positive run of form. Keeping a few clean sheets aside from losing shipping 5 to Blackburn. So I don't know. I'm trying to be like positive, and I don't really know how.
Try to grasp positives. I mean, it's nice to win.
But it is, but it's just a feel good thing for the, you know, for them. They're not going to want to go into this, especially Dak. You know, he's not going to want to go to the Euros, like, you know, on the back of all the seats, like. So
yeah, you know, his seat on the plane is pretty much decided now. It's definitely decided.
I would think so. Southgate's not even coming to watch him anymore. So.
That's it.
He knows what he's getting with Dak, I think.
Yeah.
It's good to have around the place and stuff. So we'll be seeing a lot more of him. But
for him.
Massive summer for him. But yeah, just try and win the game, I think. I don't want us to go to like West Brom and defend like we did on Tuesday. Like, it's not going to achieve anything. Like,
yeah.
I don't think we shouldn't lose like 5-0. So, Gina McKee voice. So, yeah. Went on to lose 6-0.
Well, he was right about them losing 5-0.
Yeah, should have gone for a point, really, I think.
Well, we found going to Leeds, parking the bus doesn't work, because we'll just get a parking ticket.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we're staying at the Clayton Hotel. So,
yeah, the Adam Clayton Hotel.
Adam Clayton's fine. Adam Clayton is fine. Yeah. Do you think we'll win?
I think we might, you know.
Yeah.
There's a weird kind of situation where West Brom are in the playoffs, but they don't have to battle to get in, and it's usually those sides that you might get a little bit of joy out of. I think if they do come onto us and they do play with that intensity, there might be gaps at the back that we could exploit, especially if you know, Clark looked like he's like somewhere towards full fitness after Tuesday. I thought he looked a lot better than he did on Saturday. So that was a definite positive.
Yeah.
So I think there could be joy to be had. It's just a shame Dennis Sergin's not fit, because he had a repeat of last season.
Yeah. Well, Dodds. You know, Dodds was in charge for the win over them here, so we played very well against them.
Yeah.
So, do you think we'll win that score?
I think we will, yeah. I think 2-1.
Yeah. Well, very interesting. I don't, but I think we'll draw 3-3. Well, that would be good, wouldn't it? 3-3. It'd
be exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll be watching, actually.
I'm going to watch it, like. Might as well. Something to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's past the time until the inevitable.
Go back to work, then. Monday. Yeah. Oh well. I don't know if anyone's going to do a pod on Saturday. It doesn't matter, really, does it? You don't need a reaction pod because the game's pointless. You're saying that there's a Lugo 9 t-shirt out, Richard. I'm going to buy you one for Christmas.
Yeah, I would wear, would not wear that actually.
No, I wouldn't either.
No.
Oh, no. Just a foul, really.
It was a foul. It was funny that Leeds fans were so furious
It
about
is
it.
quite funny that it was against Leeds, yeah. It's
Yeah.
quite funny when they don't win, isn't it?
Yeah.
They'll probably
Yeah.
go up, though, you would have thought, because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably will. I mean, they look at the decent side, and they've got like youthful team without looking too youthful. You mix it with a bit of experience, and they've still got a little bit of Premier League quality in there. They look all right.
Yeah.
I was worried, like they were coming on to us quite a lot, and we weren't really dealing with it well. It was just like the way we dealt with it was quite seat of your pants stuff. Like,
Quite last ditch.
yeah. Like the offside decision when Ballard just pushed the lad to the ground. I'm like, well, that's a penalty. And thank God for the offside rule.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I always say that.
Yeah.
Gareth and Stephen will be back next week sometime. Ben, are we playing next week? I'll miss the game next week because I'm away, but I'll preview it for you because I'm like that. Anything else to say, Richard?
No,
It's been a
no.
bit rushed and stuff. We didn't have time to ask any questions or anything because it's I've been trying to fit it in around stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, well, it's it's a hobby, isn't
It is, yeah.
it?
It is. All right. Well, this is the end of the hobby for now. So
Yeah,
thanks for listening.
I'm off to play with my train set.
Right. Okay. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Hi.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.